He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the April 17th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Is this Friday the 13th? No, Friday the 17th. The market's acting like Friday the 13th right now, but I can just tell you, I've gone through several stocks here so far this morning after the market opened, and I know the market is down quite a bit, but I see nothing unusual right now about this sell-off. These happen from time to time. And, you know, it's just part and parcel. If you think over the last 6 years, how many days like this have we had? And each time you had to step back and say, is this a game changer today? And so far, I see it as just a very, very normal pullback. Well, one of those types that happens from time to time. The Dow is down 262 points. The sky is falling. That's 1.5%. We're at 17,843. We're not going to finish the week above 18,000, even though we were there earlier in the week. The S&P 500 down 23 points right now. That's 1.1%. We're down at 2,081, and I've looked at several S&P stocks so far. Nothing more than just a normal little sell-off, a normal little correction day so far. The NASDAQ is taking it on the chin. The NASDAQ is down 74 points right now. The NASDAQ is at 4,934, down 1.5%. Crude oil also falling. Well, why not? Everything else is falling. Crude oil may as well fall too. Not too much, though. It's down 1%. 56.17. Hey, gold's catching a bid these days. I noticed American Barrick's up 18% year-to-date. Those gold stocks, maybe it's time to start looking at them again. Gold's at 1203, the euro's at 10778, and the U.S. 10-year is at 1.89%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. What do you do on triple-digit down days in the market? How do you handle them? The answer for me is quite simple. I handle them one stock at a time. I know that sounds like a cliche. I can remember back, oh man, the 80s or the 70s. A lot of folks used to have bumper stickers. One day at a time. Why would you put that on your bumper? I don't know. But they said one day at a time. I should get a bumper sticker that says one stock at a time. Because that's how I'm going about my day right now. I just looked at some of my holdings here. I looked at Anacor, which is hitting a new high today. I looked at some others here that are pulling back. Well, that's normal. They're going to pull back from time to time. They can't go up every single day. But it's those breaks in trend lines that are deadly. Though that's what I'm watching for today. So what I'll do today and other days when you have bad days in the market is go through my holdings one at a time. Take a look at it. Visit that patient. How's the blood pressure? How's the heartbeat? How's the pulse? How's the temperature? Take the conditions of the patient and then walk away and say, okay, it's all right for another day. I'm a little bit sick today, but that's just the way it is. That's going to happen from time to time. But there may be some. Now, I haven't seen any yet. There may be some stocks that I take a look at and say, you know what? This is like the fourth, fifth, sixth day in a row. I don't like the way this thing's behaving. Or it may be undercutting a support level on the technicals. It just all depends. Every single stock is behaving a little bit differently today, and I'll take action accordingly, but I would assume that 98% or 99% of my decisions today, maybe even 100%, will say, well, you know what, we'll live to fight another day with this one. Today's not the day. It's not having a good day, but then the market's not having a good day. When it rains and you walk home in the rain, everybody's going to get wet. That's just the way it is. So you just have to take it one stock at a time. Well, what's causing weakness in the market all of a sudden? I would say Greece is a big issue. They're just defiant. I see that they're visiting Mr. Obama today, the Greek finance minister, Yannis Yarafoklis, said Thursday in Washington, Athens will continue to compromise. They're willing to compromise, but they will not be compromised. Well, then you're not willing to compromise. It doesn't sound like to me. You're willing to compromise, but you will not be compromised. That just sounds like a play on words. In other words, you don't want to pay back the loan. And the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, said, no, we're not bending. You will pay back the loan or you're going to have to leave the euro. And that seems to be the track that we're headed on right now. And so the market's worried about what this is all going to look like. In reality, if Greece were to leave the euro, it would strengthen the currency. The Greek currency, I mean, the European euro would be strengthened by a euro, by a Greece departure. And a stronger euro would be bad for Greece. In reality, they're trying to weaken their currency to make their goods more competitive on the world stage. And so you're seeing a sell-off in Europe because they're worried about a strengthening euro with a Greek exit. So we'll see how this all ends up. The other area of concern, and you know what, I've been very wary of China, the move that China's made. And I said they're doing a lot of risky things over in China to juice their economy. And one of the risky things that they did was raising their margin rates to where you could really buy a lot of stock for a little bit of money. That never ends up well. And I haven't gone into China at all, except for one stock. I have one 2.5% position, 3.5% position in my conservative growth account of a large Chinese stock. Well, China's reining in the margin requirements here. Instead of 95% they'll loan you, I don't know what they're cutting at 275%. I'll have to get the exact numbers. That's causing some panic in the Chinese markets, and they're also increasing the number of stocks that will be allowed to have short interest, short bets placed on them. And so they're having all kinds of fun in China right now, and China is falling quite a bit today after a huge move. I started to get worried about China earlier this week when I saw a new ETF coming onto the market. It was the China A shares, two times juiced, two times. Usually when you start to see ETFs being invented like that, you're getting at or near the top of the run that they've had here recently. There's also been some talk, the Bloomberg terminals going down. Was it a cyber attack? General Electric missing on revenues, which brings up another point, and I'll be covering that in my newsletter. How's earnings season going so far? Well, it seems like the bottom line's doing okay. It's the top line that they're worried about. Revenues, sales. Sales are not meeting expectations. Earnings are, for the most part, meeting or exceeding expectations. But you know what? It's really all about the bottom line. I know the old adage, well, if you can't continue to grow sales, how can you continue to grow earnings? Well, I mean, it's just some of these big multinationals that have a hard time growing anymore, the General Electrics, the Johnson and Johnsons of the world. They have a hard time growing their sales and their earnings. So they're constantly redoing things and trying to cut costs and all kinds of fancy maneuvers to keep that bottom line healthy. Well, that's a healthy thing for the market, right? There's been a lot of layoffs here recently. Schlumberger announcing a big round of layoffs again. That's how the real world works. That's how the business world works. It's markets related. As the markets go, so goes the business, and they have to trim, they have to cut When things are going south and when things are going good, they invest. And that's what creates expansions and that's what creates contractions. But for the most part, I'd have to say that the earnings season is going well so far. I haven't made any adjustments to my earnings for this quarter. I'll be updating my earnings for this year and next year, and I'll be publishing them in my newsletter along with the target price. Because in reality, that holds the key to the future of the bull market. When is the bull market going to come to an end? When S&P 500 earnings come to an end. When they top out and they start to recede. And expectations start to go down. And then it's time to really worry. But right now, normal corrections are going to come along from time to time. And until further notice, this bull market remains intact. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know what? Everybody says, I'm waiting for a pullback to get in. You know, I think that statement, I know very few people, when the pullback happens, they're so scared. They're not going to buy on a pullback. But, hey, maybe you're that disciplined person who can buy on a pullback, step up to the plate and buy when the market's down 200-300 points or whatever. I don't know many people like that. That's always, I hear that expression all the time, but, you know, when that time comes, then they're full of fear. Oh, no, it's pulling back. Oh, there might be something wrong here. Well, we're going to talk about a little stock that's pulling back a little bit here today. You know, I'm not really up on the latest toys anymore. But I do have one grandchild, and I have two grandchildren, and two on the way. So maybe, and it's, I know one's another girl, so a lot of girls in the Gunderson family. There's a company with brands like Angry Birds, Angry Birds Star Wars. I didn't know they had Angry Birds Star Wars. Marvel Avengers, Baby Alive, Battleship. I know Battleship. B-Demon Crossfire, Bejeweled, Beyblade, Chutes and Ladders, I remember that, Captain America, The Winter Soldier, okay, Candyland, now I've played Candyland many times, Bop It, Clue, oh, we've all played Clue, Connect Four, Cranium, Disney Junior, Catchphrase, Easy Bake, let me get my wife one of those for Christmas. Da Vinci? Disney Princess? Oh, I'll be doing some of that, I know, with two girls on the way. Funny or Die? Furby Boom? G.I. Joe? Well, I'm talking about Hasbro. Monopoly, I know. Mr. Potato Head, I know. I see some names I recognize. Play-Doh. I still play with Play-Doh. Star Wars? Taboo? Life? Twister? Yahtzee? Trivial Pursuit? You know what? Hasbro was always a big laggard stock, especially when compared to Mattel. Mattel was always had the brands, the Barbies and the Mattels, or the Hot Wheels, and Hasbro was always kind of second fiddle. Well, not anymore. They're doing something right at Hasbro, and it is a stock that I currently own at Gunderson Capital Management in my moderate risk profile. Now, see, I learn something every day. I didn't know they were headquartered in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. That's got to be a pretty big company for little Rhode Island. It is now an $8.1 billion market cap company. By contrast, Mattel is about the same size. But here's a big difference right now. Mattel is going down. Mattel, I've driven by their headquarters many times in Los Angeles. Mattel is going down and Hasbro's going up. Hasbro has a management team right now that's doing something right. And the stock is in full flight right now. Let's just take a look at Hasbro's numbers over the years. Over the last decade, over the last 10 years, Hasbro has almost tripled, the symbol HAS, has almost tripled the returns of the S&P 500. While the S&P 500 has been moving along at 6.3% per year, Hasbro has been running at 16.2% per year. Those are some very good returns. And over the last 3 years, it's really kicked in. You know, a lot of times, and I don't know if this is the case with Hasbro, there will be some hit movie, and one of these toy companies will have the rights to that hit movie. Maybe it's Frozen or whatever, and they'll clean up. They'll clean up on the dolls, the little plastic figures, you know, the games associated with that hit movie. And I think maybe that's the case with Hasbro here. And they're executing, and they're doing things well right now. Over the last 3 years, Hasbro has been moving up at a rate of 27% per year, while the market's been at 15.4. See, that's what I call the lie detector. The Best Stocks Now app is the lie detector. It immediately puts in the palm of my hand the truth. This is the truth, okay? These CEOs, they love to come on TV and tell us how they're so well-placed in the industry and how we're happy where we're at right now. And then I have to ask myself, are the shareholders happy? And then I look at the results and I look at the returns, and I can pretty much tell right away whether the shareholders are happy or not. I could tell you that I doubt that the shareholders are happy with El Segundo-based Mattel, but they got to be pretty happy with what's going on at Hasbro these days. Over the last 12 months, Hasbro is up 27%, while the market's only up 13%. And as I look at the technical chart, let's just look at a one-year chart. That's going to give us a good indication of whether the stock is going up or whether the stock is going sideways or whether the stock is going down. Hasbro's moving up nicely right now. Hasbro's hitting new highs. Hasbro, let's just take a look at where it's at year to date here. Pull that up on my Best Stocks Now app. Year to date, the stock is up 21%. The market's only up 2.2%. So you can see it's got a little head of steam going on here. It gets a performance grade of B+, and it gets a momentum grade of A. Here's another interesting fact about Hasbro. We didn't stop playing with Play-Doh during the last bear market, because the bear market took 38.5% out of the S&P that year. Hasbro was up 16.8% that year. Maybe as people got laid off, they stayed at home and played Candyland until they found a new job. I don't know, but Hasbro had a good year in 2008 when the market was down. In fact, Hasbro beat the market that year by 54 percentage points. Hasbro is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. It's also in a sweet spot. It's in mid-cap growth category, which has been a sweet spot in the U.S. market so far this year. Now, how about the future? Hasbro is expected to continue to grow by about 11% per year going forward. And if we take next year's earnings estimates of $3.92 per share, and if we extrapolate them out over the next 5 years, put a multiple, we get about a $100 target price, $98.40. The stock's trading at $65. It also pays a nice dividend yield of 2.9%. So there's a lot to like about Hasbro. I mean, there's enough to like about it that I actually own it in my moderate risk profile. Now, there's a warning. They report earnings, looks like, on Monday. 19th, so yes. Watch them miss earnings and the stock be down 25%, and you say, I told you that Gunderson doesn't know what he's talking about. But it is a Best Stock Now, and it is one that I currently own here at the firm. All right, we'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about triple-digit sell-offs in the market that come along from time to time. And the way to handle a triple-digit sell-off in the market is one stock at a time. You take a look at every single one. Has anything changed? But mostly, you know, it's that technical pattern. Is it breaking support? Some, a lot of times, when they break support, it's telling you something. It's like somebody knows something here. This is a warning sign. I don't like the looks of this at all. I'm running for cover here. You know, and that just happens from time to time in individual stocks. But most of the decisions that I make on a daily basis are no decision. Hold. Hold is a decision. Sometimes people will say, hey, I haven't seen you do anything in my portfolio for a while here. And I'll say, well, I'm here every day looking at it. And those hold decisions that I make are as important as the buy and sell decisions that I make. Because there's too many people out there that don't hold stocks long enough to reap the benefits thereof. If you look at over the last 6 years and this bull market that's tripled, how many times have Nervous Nellies gone to the sidelines every time a triple-digit day comes along and they think that this one's the end of the world? Well, step back and look at your individual companies. Does it look like the end of the world? In the stocks that you own, have they broken through support? Have they broken through their 50-day moving averages? Have uptrends gone to downtrends? All of this. Important in daily analysis of stocks. We've talked about Greece, which seems to be on a collision course. Their leadership right now seems to be very stubborn and very proud. Two traits that can get you into a lot of trouble in life. And I don't know how they're going to do on their own, flying on their own. We'll find out, it looks like, because it looks like they're on a collision course to leave the Eurozone or get kicked out of the Eurozone, one or the other, and then they'll go courting probably communist countries like Russia and China for support. And they'll gain maybe a strategic foothold into Europe, these communist countries. I don't know. Because the current government is a communist government. And if they think that's the answer to their problems, that's all you got to do is look at history, okay? And now we'd have problems in Europe a little bit. The European stocks selling off because worried, chewing their fingernails over this Greek situation. And meanwhile, over in China, they've been juicing their economy using very, very aggressive tactics. And one of those tactics was lowering the margin requirements, and now they're raising the margin requirement. That's what I was worried about. That's the exact thing I was worried about and why I haven't gone whole hog into China. I own one stock in China because I knew that a lot of this was being juiced by the margin requirements, which are very liberal right now. And people are taking advantage of it. Now that they're reining them in and they're allowing people to short more stocks over there, it definitely brings a halt to the meteoric rise in China. And we'll see whether or not it kills the rally that's going on there, which has been an overheated rally. And while you hate to miss out on an overheated rally, you hate to be in an overheated rally when it comes to an end also. It seemed to me to be a very speculative rally. And for that reason, I've been saying in my newsletter, I'm just not ready to jump in to China. I did earlier this year. I missed out on the big speculative rally when I got out. And now it seems like that speculative rally is not going to end well. We'll see. Meanwhile, there's some good stocks here in the U.S. still. Remember, earnings are still growing in the U.S. If you go back to 2009, when the market bottomed out, I think the S&P 500 made about $58 per share that year. Well, now we're clear up to about $120 per share in earnings. And earnings have been growing every single year since that low in 2008. And as long as those earnings continue to grow, the bull market can remain intact. But when those earnings start to flatten, when that tide, you know, the tide doesn't keep coming in. Eventually the tide hits its high tide. You can look at the tide tables every day, which I usually do. I start my day by looking at the tide tables just so I know the best fishing hours, even though I'm not out there. And when that tide peaks, starts to recede on earnings on S&P, that's going to be one of our major clues that the six-year-old bull market is over. You've heard my commercials. When will the bull market end? I'm not a perma-bull. At some point in time, well, earnings will be a major. If there's a theme, one of the main themes to this show, as long as earnings are growing, stocks and indexes go up. And when earnings start to top out, and when earnings start to recede, stocks and indexes go down. That's a very simple rule that I follow. That's why I look at future expectations, because they trade on expectations. When expectations start to go down, so do stocks, so do markets. Okay, we talked about Hasbro, Candyland, Clue, Monopoly, all kinds of nice brands out there, and a lot of the Angry Bird stuff, to brands of today, I guess you could say, and how that thing's hitting on all cylinders, and it's paying a 2.8% dividend right now. I think it would be appropriate in an income account right now. But as always, you have to watch stocks very closely. They do report earnings in a day or two, and that's always a hit or miss situation. That does add added risk to the equation. It can go cut both ways. If they come in and miss earnings, then you look stupid. You know, it's down 5 or 6%. And if they come in and beat earnings and it's up 3 or 4%, you look like a genius. But I take a look, you know, at this year's earnings and next year's earnings. And this quarter is a flip of the coin. I've had people write to me and say, how do you think Apple's earnings are coming in, going to come in? Do you think they're going to beat? Nobody knows. You can flip a coin. I mean, they go into a quiet period. Nobody knows. You can guess. There used to be analysts that would count the cardboard boxes that a company was putting into the dumpsters, so they knew how many shipments were going out, whether those shipments would beat earnings or miss earnings. You know what it is? You can't sell a stock before the earnings report and then buy it back after. It just doesn't make any sense. Riding through the earnings is just part of owning stocks. Okay, so Hasbro looks pretty good. I'm going to mention another one here that looks pretty good. We just had the Arizona Diamondbacks in town playing the Padres. We took 2 out of 3 from them. And then they went on to the Bay Area. UK Dow listeners, you've got the Diamondbacks in for a big weekend series. It hasn't started off well. I don't know about Bumgarner. I mean, we beat up Bumgarner, and now the Diamondbacks are beating up Bumgarner. I hope Bumgarner's arm is okay. But the Giants are now, I think, 3-8 or something like that. And the Diamondbacks go on. Why am I mentioning the Diamondbacks? Because the stock I'm going to talk about next, Diamondback Energy. Diamondback Energy, I've talked about before. It's a company that's headquartered in Midland, Texas. Oh, I think that's probably an oil town. If I ever visited Midland, Texas, I think just north of Dallas, not too far, I would want to visit a barbecue joint in Midland, Texas. I'll bet as you drive down the street, the smell of brisket smoking in a pit wafts through the air and hickory wood. Man, that's some good eating there. But Diamondback Energy is also there, and Diamondback Energy has had a pretty good run here. I bought Diamondback Energy when I felt like oil prices had finally bottomed out, and now they seem to be coming back, and Diamondback Energy's been a good purchase for me so far. In fact, Diamondback Energy right now has a momentum grade of A. Now, let me just look at the aggressive growth account here as to when I added Diamondback Energy. The symbol is Fang. I love the symbol. Fang and Diamondback and rattlesnakes and all this kind of stuff. Diamondback Energy I bought back on January 29th of this year. Yeah, that was a good time to buy it. That's when it looked like the downtrend had ended and it was starting to move back up again. Diamondback Energy's up 23.7% since I purchased it about 2 months ago. And it continues to do well. It continues to rise. It continues to have a nice relative strength. In fact, on a scale of 1 to 99, using the Investor's Business Daily methodology, it comes up with an 83 relative strength. And using the Gunderson methodology, it comes up with a momentum grade of A. The stock's up 27% in the last 3 months. It's going in the right direction. somebody thinks that oil has probably bottomed out here and prices are going higher. Diamondback Energy, 80% upside potential from here, according to Gunderson's valuation, out of 4,069, comes in at number 166. And it's one that I own in my aggressive growth accounts. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the newsletter will update those all-important earnings estimates for the S&P 500 for the current quarter that we're in, which is expected to be the first quarter since this bull market began that will be less than the same exact quarter 4 years ago. That's a warning sign. That's the first shot fired across the bow. However, when we examine that shot that's been fired across the bow that may be telling us that earnings growth in America has come to an end, we have to look at the two factors that are causing this first quarter of down earnings since the bull began. It's a strong U.S. dollar, which is expected to be a temporary item, and it is the big drop in oil prices, which seems to be over for now, and oil prices are coming back. So as of now, it would appear that this quarter is an anomaly. It's an exception. It's one that we're going to have to live with. And it appears that right now, the following quarter will also be soft, but it will mark the resumption of growth in earnings in the S&P 500. And then, of course, we look ahead to the full year, which now we have one-fourth of the year done. Will this year's earnings be greater than last year's earnings? Right now, it's a toss of the coin. It's going to be really, really close. And if you were to ask me, why is the market flat so far this year? Well, the market's up about 1% is all, the S&P 500. After a lot of hard work, after 3 months. Now, we've been able to do a lot better than that because we've been able to make something out of nothing by not being in the areas that are impacted adversely by the strong dollar and by the weak oil. We've been able to have a pretty good year. But the overall reason why the S&P 500 is up 1% so far this year is because earnings are only up 1%. There's that correlation between earnings growth and capital appreciation, stock price or index appreciation or sector appreciation. And if we're going to have a flat year in earnings, then we're more than likely going to have a flat year in the market, and you're going to have to make something out of nothing. The index investors are at a major, major disadvantage this year. The stock pickers have a huge advantage this year. Some years it's the other way around, but not too often. The stock pickers usually have a pretty big advantage over the index investors, especially when a bear market hits, because the index investors go down 53%, like the last bear market from peak to trough. And the stock pickers and the market timers, they try to avoid such a calamity in folks' portfolios. No guarantees, but we do our best to try to avoid that. And one of the main keys that we look for are earnings, or lack thereof. And I'll be updating my earnings numbers. I have no idea where they're going to come up with. But I will know by later today, and I will be publishing it this weekend. And when you hear the commercial that says Bill Gunderson is not a permable, there will be a time. Those numbers are going to be a very important clue. And once again, I have no idea where they're going to come in at when I add them up today and put the divisor to them. I'll have an updated estimate for the current quarter that we're currently in. I'll have an updated estimate for the next quarter. I'll have an updated estimate for the full year 2015. And I'll have an updated estimate for next year. And therein lies a key to the market. If we're going to be flat in the market this year in earnings, what about next year? If we're going to be lower from this year, then the bull market is coming to an end. If we're going to be higher next year in earnings than we are this year, then the bull market can continue. It's as simple as that. So the newsletter will have those updated numbers this weekend that I will be updating here today, and trying to assess where we're at and what the direction is right now. And the technical analysis we'll do on the markets and on the indexes, and we'll list the top indexes around the world and the top asset classes to be in right now. Maybe it's the bond market we want to be in. It hasn't been for a long time. I would be shocked if all of a sudden we've gone from a stock market being the best place to be to a bond market being the best place to be. But hey, I'm an equal opportunity investor. It comes down to the numbers. And whatever the numbers tell me in the rankings and the technical charts, that's where we'll be invested. So anyways, you can get the newsletter by going to my website. I offer 4 free weeks of the newsletter. That's one of the most generous offers in the business, in the industry. And after that, you can become a client or a subscriber to continue to get my weekly newsletter. The clients get it as part of the deal. And then, of course, the app, the Best Stocks Now app, updated every single day. And then I have my live trading that, man, we're getting a lot of people out there that are following along. And any buys or sells I do during the week, I send out a push notification and an email, accompanied by an email, just in case you're on the golf course or something, you know, and you can access your email. And you can go to my website at pwstreet.com. to sign up for the 4-week trial, just a sample, just to see what we're all about. Look at the model portfolios, how they're doing this year. Or if you are interested in having us look at your portfolio and maybe hiring us to manage your money, if you'd rather be on the golf course, you can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. When new accounts come to me, I begin fresh. I look every day for new things to buy. I don't immediately invest all your money into the market the very next day. No, I'm a very methodical. When I see something that's just right, then I buy it. I don't go out and buy 25 stocks tomorrow when you open a new account with me. I do things a little bit differently. And I assess your current positions, and I sell a lot of them. I see very few accounts that transfer to me where I really like what they're in already. I mean, they wouldn't be transferring to me. They'd be doing well. And so you'll see a lot of sales. Anyways, it's pwstreet.com or 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.